Good morning, everyone. Today is the 17th of May, 2018, Thursday morning. And, you know, a lot of people are talking about the Department of Justice and prosecuting attorneys, attorney general's offices, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, Central Intelligence Agency, the NSA, National Security Agency, Homeland Security, Immigration Enforcement. A lot of agencies created to bring people under the law or to enforce the law. However, a lot of law is not being enforced with all these agencies and millions and millions and millions of dollars. The deep state is probably the most corrupt thing in the United States, as we have seen over the last couple years. But we were born and conceived in sin, and at one time we were under the law and we were proclaimed guilty by God because we were born and conceived in sin. We all died in Adam, and we all committed and commit hundreds and thousands of actual sins. But I have good news. We have a true advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous. And the reason that he can be our advocate is because he paid the price for all of our sins on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. He bled and died. And so that we are no longer under the law, but we are under his grace. We have been ransomed. He is the propitiation for our sins. What a thought that we have a mediator between us and God, that the wrath of God was taken upon Christ in our stead, and we don't have to come under the wrath of God now. That's a wonderful thought, is it not? We don't have to think about ever coming under the wrath of God, because He took our sins upon himself, and he took the wrath of God upon himself for us. You know? And so he has made intercession for us to God. And you know, it's hard for us to understand how that transaction was performed, but it was performed. And, you know, it's quite a transaction that Christ performed. And so when we think about this, we think about the ransom payment that was made for us. Someone kidnaps a child and demands a ransom. God demanded a ransom for our being reconciled to God. And the ransom was the blood of his own son. And Christ freely paid the price. He freely paid the ransom to buy us back, to redeem us. It was demanded that there be a ransom paid for our freedom. To free us from the captivity of bondage of sin and death, he paid the price for us on the tree. And now we have an eternal mediator that makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And I don't fully understand all of that, but I know that that term mediator is a tremendous term to mediate for us. Well, he was our advocate. He now advocates for us to the Father. He has not imputed our sins to us. For if he died for our sins, and then we still had to pay for our sins, that would be double jeopardy. But he freely laid his life down for us. And when we think about this advocate, we realize that he has pled our cause for us. And he was successful. And like I said earlier, the reason that he was successful was because of the tremendous price that he paid for us when he took the wrath of God and became our sin bearer. The law demanded a payment. The law demanded satisfaction. And Christ was that satisfaction that the law demanded. So all the terms of the law has been made, justice has been satisfied, and we have been set free by the grace of God, elected in the family, predestinated unto adoption, justified by his grace, raised to new life in Christ Jesus. May God be with you in a special way this day.